I'm Hillary McClure, Multimedia Director at Cybercrime Magazine. Welcome to Let's Talk SOC, a Cybercrime Magazine podcast series brought to you by SecureWorks, a leader in cybersecurity, empowering security and IT teams worldwide to accelerate effective security operations. Joining me today is Rob Leleski, Director of Incident Response and Proactive Services at SecureWorks. Rob, welcome. So great to be speaking with you today.
Likewise, Hillary. Good afternoon to you.
So, Rob, good afternoon. I'd love to start our episode by hearing more about your role that I just introduced you as doing at SecureWorks and what what that entails.
Sure. Well, like anybody in the security world, you wear a lot of hats, and our hats are dictated by what our customers want us to do to help them prepare for a bad day. But specifically, my role is to oversee our proactive services that fall under our incident management retainer that our customers have in place. So if a customer has a retainer in place for a bad day for emergency services, so you break glass, call us up and we jump in and help you out. If you luckily don't have to use those services anyway, we also help out people with tabletop exercises or development of incident response plans, just preparatory activities. So our team here, we have a couple of folks really focused on this. That's all they do. We have a team that focuses on these preparatory activities, and that's really what we do here.
Awesome. And a couple of the items you just mentioned, I'd love to dive deeper in. And the first is, of course, as you know, Rob, cybercrime is increasing exponentially, impacting businesses of all types and sizes. And I'd love to hear from you, what are some of those common preparatory cybersecurity steps and practices that every organization, regardless of size and revenue and those things, should be taking?
Yeah, there's a lot they should do in today's world. It's almost like, what doesn't the cybersecurity landscape touch? And that's almost a problem for a lot of organizations. And they almost look at the problem and have a boil the ocean attitude towards it, where it's such a target-rich environment of like, where do you start? And unfortunately, they almost spread themselves too thin in a lot of cases. And we always speak to our customers and we say, let's back up. We know there's a lot of things in the news. There's a lot of places that you can be compromised. You have a lot of sensitive data, but really going back to basics is absolutely critical. And those basics, I mean, entails a lot, but really from our perspective of helping people prepare for a bad day, it's not that if, but when will it happen to you? And being ready, really, there are two key things that you can do. There's a lot of things you can do, but some of the simplest things you can do is having an incident response plan in place. So have a plan ready for that bad day, and then also practice it with tabletops. We run into a lot of folks out there that we ask them about their incident response plan. There's kind of silence on the phone as you have some person search through the network and try to find a document that was last updated in 2019. And it's just not helpful to an organization when they're trying to be ready to respond. So not just having a plan in place, but practicing it with tabletops periodically and just having that muscle ready. So when that bad day occurs, everybody understands what they need to do, what roles they need to perform, and help that organization respond in a cohesive manner.
Awesome. And so for anyone unfamiliar who might be listening, what is a tabletop exercise? Kind of, I guess, 101 on that. What is it? Why is it beneficial? You touched upon that a little bit, but just now, but maybe expand further. And then kind of expanding on what an average one might look like.
Sure. So when it comes to a tabletop exercise, I think different people have different impressions on what a tabletop exercise should be. So I'm glad you asked that question. Tabletop exercises, they really run the gamut from the simple, let's sit down over lunch, grab the information security team, and walk through a basic scenario. And if you want to go super easy, low investment, just once a week, once every other week, sit down, have the InfoSec team order pizza, and walk through what happened in the news recently with the latest and greatest attack. And there's always something new in the news, at least once every other week. And talk a little bit about, here's what happened there, what are we doing, what do we have in place? Which is really just a discussion to kind of walk through the what ifs. And they go all the way up to something a little more comprehensive, pulling in the cross-functional strategic team, so HR, legal, finance, communications, and walking them through a very common scenario. And this could very well just be, again, over lunch. Tabletop exercise doesn't mean an all-day affair. It could very well just be 2 to 3 hours. But again, it's just walking through a common incident to get the right people in the room talking about that response and looking to see, you know, are we ready for it? Sometimes when you run those cross-functional exercises, it might be the first time that HR and legal and communications are in the same room talking about this. And just by virtue of having them in the same room, having that conversation, that's a win. And that's a great step on the, you know, crawl, walk, run methodology.
And so do you find, it's interesting you talk about the cross-functional strategic teams. Do you find when you speak to people that that's something that they do, or it sounds like perhaps that is more infrequent that those teams get together to have those types of conversations?
It's hit and miss. I have a lot of conversations with folks that say, look, I just want to keep this in the IT team because this is important to us. And look, I just don't know who to call it legal, or I don't want to reach out and start pulling in different directors from different groups. And you very quickly realize that it's not a focus for the strategic team of the business. And unfortunately, I might be dealing with the most well-intentioned IT security manager, but unless he or she has that support from the powers that be, for them to be able to pull in the right people to be able to get that, you know, the weight behind an exercise, unfortunately, that doesn't happen sometimes. Other times, and it happens more frequently, executive attention to cybersecurity is only increasing because you see what's happening in the news, and right, inevitably somebody says, hey, are we ready? And then there's some extra effort behind a tabletop exercise. And we see more and more executive groups are saying, are we ready? And let's have an exercise. So it's getting better. But unfortunately, I still do run into situations where I have people say, look, we just don't have the support. We're a small family-run manufacturing company, and security isn't a priority. And I get it, but, you know, there's some downsides there.
Yeah, absolutely. It sounds like it's hard to get that support until something goes wrong, until there's a breach or something like that.
You nailed it. And once there's a breach and that manufacturing shut down for a couple of days and you can no longer ship product, and now that incident goes from, you know, something that's downtime for a day up to several days, that monetary damage, it starts to hit some pain points there, and you better believe we'll be paying attention in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, Rob, we've all certainly been tested over the past year and a half in different ways. Like I said, so many different businesses of different sizes have experienced those breaches. And even if someone hasn't outwardly experienced a breach, they could have been, you know, they're vulnerable in some way. So I'd love to hear from you to kind of wrap up our conversation as attacks continue to only rise. And like you said, C-suite is becoming increasingly more interested with everything that's happening in the news. But kind of what do you see as the future and where we go from here?
For me, gosh, that's a great question. And obviously, if you ask the question of 10 different people in the field, you'll get 11 different answers. Yeah. The future to me is prioritizing security. Unfortunately, I'll say back in the day, which really could just be a year ago in our industry, security took a backseat to making money and just the general operational pieces of the business. But as you see the regulatory environment only increase with different contractual requirements or even legislation that perpetually is coming out, security, it's no longer taking a backseat. And it's, I would say, so much so that it's almost taken a parallel seat to the strategic interests of the business. So before, somebody would say, look, you know, we have 10 different components of this new product or application or portal that we're rolling out. Security is going to be at the mindset, front and center of the application going forward, or whatever product they're going to be rolling out. So in some ways, it's good for the security industry that folks are starting to say, hey, where do we insert security into the process, not just in developing whatever they're going to develop, but also just a steady state maintenance of a program system. Unfortunately, it's a necessary evil. We would all love if security, it wasn't necessary, but I think it'll be front and center going forward for more corporations as they look into, you know, what role does it play?
I agree. An excellent conversation with you, Rob. Thank you so much for coming on to the show. So nice meeting you and speaking with you as well.
Thank you. It was a pleasure. And then hopefully your listeners found this to be beneficial.
I'm Hillary McClure, Multimedia Director at Cybercrime Magazine. Let's Talk SOC is brought to you by SecureWorks, a leader in cybersecurity, empowering security and IT teams worldwide to accelerate effective security operations by continuously neutralizing the expanding range and attack surface of cyber threats. With their cloud-native security analytics platform, Taegis, they dynamically collect, correlate, and interpret security data gathered across your IT ecosystem. To learn more about our sponsor, visit SecureWorks.com. And for more episodes like this, visit us at cybercrime.radio.